Good afternoon. This is Nick Steinmetz, the superintendent of the Madison School District. As the superintendent of the Madison School District, it is my honor to welcome you to the graduation ceremony. Graduation is one of the most memorable events in anyone's life. This is especially true for the class of 2020, who have had a senior year like no other class before them. Memories have been made and the friendships have been formed at Madison will carry on through the rest of your lives. It is my hope that you will use your unique senior year to greet the future with anticipation and never forget your Madison roots and the people that have motivated and inspired you throughout this journey thus far. This graduation symbolizes the collaborative efforts of classmates, teachers, administrators, community members, and parents. At this crowning moment, we invite you to celebrate the strong tradition of the Madison School District in honoring another cohort of strong, resilient, determined, and confident graduates.
I'm Brianna. I'm a senior at Madison. John Lennon once said, "Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans." 2020 was the year we have all been waiting for. We have watched our friends and family walk across that stage and move on to what life has to offer, eager for our time to come. Eager for the final moments with the people we have known for all or some of the 13 years together as a class. And for a while, all of those moments seemed not so far away anymore. And then the pandemic hit. All of those plans and all of those memories we have been waiting to make for what seems like eternity were ripped out of our hands without much warning. Suddenly, we were all cooped up with our families instead of spending the last few months of high school with our friends in the building that we have been fortunate enough to call home for the past 13 years. This year has been anything but expected. The plans we made to celebrate our final year of walking these halls were not possible anymore. The sports seasons we had been excited to play were canceled without a single practice. The spring performances we had been looking forward to were called off. And in lieu of all the disappointment and anger, I'm sure all of us lost a bit of our spark. We lost control of the year that was supposed to be our year. The year we said our final goodbyes and parted ways. But this is life. This is the life our parents and teachers warned us about, and despite the disappointment and the feelings of uncertainty, we did it. We are the class that will be remembered forever. We are the class that future generations will learn about in textbooks. We are the class that will be used as an example for when younger ones are unsatisfied. This year may not have ended the way we had planned, but we will go down in history as one of the most resilient classes to come out of Madison High. To the teachers, thank you for holding us accountable and for shaping us into the students we are today. To our friends and families, thank you for believing this day would come and for pushing us to be the best versions of ourselves. To the Madison School District, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for becoming our second home. And finally, to my peers, thank you for making me proud to be a part of a class that finished high school with such resilience. I will miss you dearly, and I cannot wait to hear of all your great success stories, whether it be about the family you have built or the career you have thrived in. And if there is anything we can learn from this year, it is that life is messy and unpredictable, but don't give up. Overcome those obstacles and always be proud to be a Trojan. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Dante Collins with Madison Senior Class, and I'll be presenting a bit of a speech in favor of the graduating class of 2020. These past school years have certainly been a wild ride for each of us. It's hundreds of different stories, each one with its own tumultuous twists and turns. They've been years of families being irrevocably altered and rebuilt, years of identities drawn, redrawn, and then drawn again, years of heart-rending downs and unexpected ups. As I look back upon each of those memories, and as I know you do the same, it's easy to get lost in them. For some of us, we are lost in the hurt and the struggle. We remember those relationships that we never expected to lose. We recall the mistakes we made and the opportunities we let slip. Yet those are the lessons that have formed our foundations. Others of us become engrossed with the irreplaceable joys. Friends laughing with one another over the dumb moments. The list of firsts from your first party to your first school game to your first love and so on. It's for these moments that we long and thus reject our present, despite their very purpose being to become the hope, in words, the schematics, for our futures. Looking around, those are only two frames in a gallery of emotions that surround each of us. No words can appropriately represent that complexity, after all. But I'm not here today to state the obvious. Today I stand to remind all of us that those experiences do not simply disappear. Our graduation is not the end, but only a beginning. I know that looking around us at this year of 2020 it's easy to give in to trepidation. Of natural disasters, international conflict, and unprecedented pandemics, the world would see us throw in our towels before we've even tried. But how, I ask you, can we give in to such pressures as these when we have spent the past 12 years preparing for them? In every friend gained and lost, in every assignment passed and failed, in every game hard fought, and in every solemn climb up from rock bottom, we have shown resilience. Each and every one of you has faced challenges and decisions that no one could possibly comprehend, and yet you all stand before me. Where those hell-fought math tests and seemingly insurmountable odds have sought to push you down, each of you has persevered. We are not perfect, and we will surely stumble as we traverse the uncharted jungles before us, but I know that we can pull through, because we've done it before. We are here today because our pains have taught us to stand on our own foundations. We are here because our hopes and joys have revealed dreams worth fighting for. We are here because every one of us in the entire class of 2020 is far greater than the odds against us. So take those years behind you. Dwell not on the past, but arm yourself with its teachings. Don that armor which hurt has honed into perfection. Hold fast that shield which friends, family, and teachers have so skillfully molded. Take up that blade which your journey has hammered to an art, and steel yourself for the road ahead. Not one of us is too weak. Not one of us will fail. Not one of us will give in. Why? Because we are the Madison Trojans, and from this day forth, we will be shining brighter than gold. Thank you.
My name is Ariana Smith, and I am Madison's salutatorian this year. The common advice for graduates on their way out is to stop procrastinating and to persevere no matter what. While these are undoubtedly wonderful things to keep in mind, the best advice I can give, and one of the subjects often moved to the back burner, is to be unapologetically yourself. Being honest, high school has already been stressful enough, with all the due dates, never-ending homework, and unbearable studying. So there is no need to add to that stress by worrying what other people think of you. People try so hard to fit in that they often lose themselves in the process. We see entire groups of individuals enrobed in a million different variations of the same outfit just to match the latest trends. Now, it would be hypocritical of me to denounce anyone for following trends, but what I'm trying to convey is that you shouldn't wear something solely because it is trendy and you see other people wearing it. One of the most important lessons I have learned is to present yourself in a way that makes you happy, despite what others may think of you. There is often a lot going on in our lives that we cannot control. There have been times where I felt as though I was not the one leading my life. It is vital, especially in those times, that we take advantage of what we do have power over. I wish someone would have told me that it's the little things that can make you feel better, and the small things that you can change that make a big difference. You'd be amazed at the impact something like doing your hair the way you want or laughing at what you think is funny can have on your well-being. There is so much we can't change and that we have no control over, especially as teenagers. So instead, we should all take a step back to see what can be done to make things a little better for ourselves. Ask yourself what you can do to make each day just a little bit better, and with each thing, you'll find that those little changes start to add up. In such a chaotic and unknown part of life, you can take charge of what you have power over. This applies to us more than ever, considering how the past few months have gone. We are not sure what the future holds, and we have been playing little part in how it unfolds. So go ahead. Dress how you want, color your hair, cut it. Trust me, with a little bit of confidence, you'll look and feel better than ever. Most importantly, don't let what others say to you take that power away from you. Do the things that make you happy, despite what others may think of you. People are always going to say hurtful things no matter how you dress, so why let it stop you? Trust me, I know words can hurt, but who are they to stop you from being comfortable in your own skin? Present yourself the way that you want without fear of being judged. Now, I do understand this is easier said than done. However, once you start being authentically you, it will become clear how little those judgments truly mean. It is normal to be concerned how others will react to you being yourself. But always remember, the people who judge you for trying to be happy are not the people you want in your life. Surround yourself with individuals who will lift you up rather than bring you down, and accept you for who you are. The only person that matters when it comes to your identity is yourself, and how you present yourself is entirely your choice. Once you shed the insecurity of not being accepted, you will be surprised to find where you end up and the people you will meet. So, be you, be proud, be golden.
Greetings. My name is Kristen Thomas, and I have the pleasure of serving as the principal at Madison High School. On behalf of the entire Madison family, I want to congratulate the Madison High School Class of 2020. Significant milestones, like graduation, often provide us with opportunities to remember and reflect. These past few months, as the school year has come to a close, I have spent many moments thinking a great deal about the Madison High School Class of 2020. As is the case every year, the Class of 2020 has a distinct personality and numerous qualities that make them unique. The accomplishments of the Class of 2020 are impressive. In the classroom, you have demonstrated dedication, perseverance, curiosity, and a true love for learning. Outside of the classroom, you have contributed to several league, district, and regional championships in athletics, and you have been actors and actresses in some of our most popular theatrical performances. Many of you are talented musicians who have been leaders in our growing music programs, and nearly 80% of the Class of 2020 has taken at least one career and technical education course to further explore a chosen career pathway, and many of you are taking highly specialized skills with you as you transition into your chosen post-secondary career. Your volunteer efforts speak to your desire to serve others, and you have made a positive contribution to our local community and beyond. Indeed, the Madison High School Class of 2020 is an accomplished group. Graduates, even though your school year did not end in a manner that any of us could have ever dreamed, I want you to know that we are so incredibly proud of you and are excited for your future endeavors. I pray that each of you continue to draw on the determination, resiliency, and grit that helped get you to this point, and we look forward to celebrating your many future successes. Graduates, while your senior year may have been cut short, I assure you that your legacy, the legacy of the Class of 2020, will live on. Congratulations, and go Trojans.